How to study read. Most students don't know how to study read. They usually open their textbooks to the assigned page and start reading. But before long, their minds have wandered off somewhere. Or they read and mark up the pages by underlining everything that seems important. Study reading is different from regular reading. You are expected to remember more, and in most cases, will be tested on what you read. Here is a four-step method for study reading that can help improve comprehension and promote retention of what is read. Step 1. Prepare to read. It's important to prepare yourself to read. Much time can be lost when you try to plunk yourself into reading an assigned chapter when your mind isn't ready. Because you can think faster than you can read, your mind can easily go into daydreams or other thoughts if you aren't ready to read an assignment. The wisest thing to do is to skim over the chapter to be read. Let the title sink in. Read an opening paragraph or two to see what the chapter is about. Then, read the headings and subheadings. Next, read the summary or the last couple of paragraphs. It may not make a lot of sense, but your mind will begin to clear out other thoughts. You'll begin to think about the content of the chapter. If there are study questions at the end of the chapter, read those. Having questions about what you are reading helps concentration and gives you a purpose for reading. Step 2. Read. After you've looked over the chapter, you are ready to read. If you don't have any questions about the content of the chapter, make some up. You can do this by turning the title and headings into questions. If you are reading a long chapter, don't try to read too much at once. It's better if you read from one heading to the next. Then stop and follow step 3 below. If there are no headings in the chapter, read about 2 pages. Then stop and follow step 3 below. Step 3. Examine what you read. By reading only short passages and then stopping, you stand a better chance of concentrating on the chapter's content. The third step is now to examine what you read. Put the textbook aside and write some notes in your own words. In a few key words or phrases, write down the major points you just read. Research shows that doing this aids comprehension and retention for future tests. If you don't believe in taking reading notes, at least try to recite to yourself the key points you just read. When you are satisfied you understand what you read, then read from the next heading to the next, stopping every once in a while to take notes or go over what you read. Follow this step until you are finished with the chapter. Though this may seem slow, as you practice this study reading technique, you'll discover it's really faster because you don't waste time by losing concentration or having to reread what you've read. Step 4. Plan to review. This last step does not take place immediately after you read, but it's very important for remembering what you read and can mean the difference between a C and an A on a test. You should make a definite plan to review your reading notes every week. As you move through a course, you have more and more to learn. You can't remember it all. In fact, unless we review every week what has been studied before, we can forget over 80% of what we read. So, plan to review once a week. Go over your notes. If they don't make sense when you review, go back to the chapter and reread what isn't clear. It's important to write chapter titles and page references to key points in your notes, so you can find things quickly when you review. Research shows it's not so much how long you study that gets good grades, but how well and how often you study. Try this four-step method and watch those grades go up.